So, Tom, how is MIPCOM going for you? What's the headline this market?
It's been positive. I think it's always very hard when you ask that question to give one simple answer, because Endemol's got such a broad portfolio. We brought a number of shows and a number of formats to the marketplace. But overall, I think it's encouraging. You know, I think we can't ignore this is a tough economic market, and that's obviously impacted broadcasters. But overall, I think there's more buying taking place. People have put their foot on the brake, and I think they're taking their foot off the brake and now putting their foot a little bit on the gas. So I would say overall it's encouraging.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've had one of the biggest buzzes down here with Jerry Seinfeld. Tell me why he was in town. What's he doing for you?
Well, we were very excited with Jerry coming to town. We partnered with Jerry on his new show called The Marriage Ref, which is due to launch on NBC sometime in March next year. And as part of that, it was really a conversation we had with Jerry and his co-creator, Ellen Rackerton, to talk about what the chances were of getting Jerry to support the international market. Because, you know, in at times like this, it's really the market support and the opportunity to pitch to broadcasters and platforms directly. It makes a big difference. So to get Jerry Seinfeld to, you know, take up a few days, come to Cannes, support us, support the market, made a big difference. And he showcased on Monday and spoke about the show and did a set for us. It was terrific.
What other stuff's headlining down here for you, and what are we going to see on the development front from Endemol over the next year?
Well, we had a lot of things to say. We all seem to have a lot of things to say, and this market was no different. We launched our new distribution business, Endemol Worldwide Distribution, and that's the bringing together of Southern Star International and Endemol International. 20,000 hours of programming from around the world, drama, entertainment, kids programming, reality TV. So that was a clear message. And within that, there were a number of big shows that we wanted to talk about. I guess one of the highlights for us is a telenovela, which we've produced, that is currently being broadcast in Argentina on Telefe. It's been a huge success, called Nini. And we are here talking to broadcasters about 120 episodes. It's a wonderful show starring a very successful Argentinian actress called Florencia Bertotti. And it's been really well received.
What's your plan for the next 18 months? Strategically, what do you think we'll see from Endemol? I know you've had a fantastic success with Deal or No Deal and with Big Brother. Now, the Big Brother franchise is now on the way and slightly. You'll probably be looking to refresh that. How are we going to see a new Endemol moving forward beyond that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end, you know, our job is to continue to expand our existing portfolio and find new ways of getting our shows onto platforms. Some shows will come away for a few years and then come back. One versus 100 is a great example of that, where we just recently signed a deal and is now come to fruition and to life, where One Versus 100 is part of an Xbox game, a live participation game, which is a really interesting move of taking a traditional television show and making it digital. Big Brother continues to be a very big show for us around the world. There's no doubt about it. In fact, in Israel, it launched for the first time last year. Number one show. Italy, it's having a great year, stronger than it has for a number. And CBS, it's been very heavily reported that this has been a very successful year for CBS and Big Brother. So it's about holding on to our existing franchises, making sure that we keep them fresh, which we do, and then bringing new shows to the market. And you know, this time last year we had Wipeout was a new show. It's now in 23 countries around the world, and I think that's a measure of how Endemol can compete in this world by creating a central production hub, making things far more cost effective for our broadcasters, and putting value on screen and making a show and creating a show that has just captured everyone's imagination. And we've got a number of shows at this market which we think do exactly the same thing.